At Pluralsight, we don't just teach skills. We are building the tech workforce who deliver results fast, accelerated by top-tier content. Lead with confidence. Lead with expertise. Visit us at Pluralsight.com to tap in and learn more.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
To the old me, scared and unseen, you're the reason I built this dream. Now I speak so others thrive. Turn my scars into sound. I come alive from the ashes of the breakdown. I don't run, I rise, won't back down. This is the voice I found. For those who lost their voice, I sing it loud. I keep it real, keep it purpose bound. Every word a step, every truth profound. We don't heal in silence, we fight with grace, softness and defiance, lighting up this place. It's a call to every soul who wants to be free. A song for
welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Edna J. White, and I'm so glad that you're here with me on Keeping It Real on Purpose. This is the place to have a real conversation that points you to your power. These are topics that are mindful and health-related and healing, conscious living and personal transformation, and of course, emotional intelligence. It's all about wellness, and we are going to be talking about thought-provoking talks today. And I would like to welcome my guest, Yvonne Noble. And I'm so glad she's here with me today. Clap for her. Yay.
Hello, hello. It's an honor to be here.
Thank you for being here.
Absolutely.
I am really excited about this interview because I'm ready to know everything that you know. And I want our audience to know what you know. So we are going to be talking to fantastic women entrepreneurs who are doing their thing, and we want to help support and share and give knowledge and understanding to other entrepreneurs who are going to start this road or, you know, actually doing this work already, but want to be motivated or inspired. So, Yvonne, tell me about your business.
Oh, well, you know, it's one of those things where I feel we need so much more presence. We need more of us.
Yes.
That's really in the forefront and taking the helm of leadership. And many times you see it in the corporate setting, but when it comes to entrepreneurship and having a flagship reference of someone who's peaceful and powerful, mm-hmm. it's a balance that's not often, you know, stricken. So what I do, I consider myself a self-care superhero.
Oh, nice.
I really
love it.
It's a combination of mindset coaching, women's empowerment, to make sure that all the driven entrepreneurs out there have an opportunity to crush their fear, overcome their anxieties, and just step into their full being. And I do that through personalized power coaching because it's not the same from one person to the next.
Right.
But if someone is a little more hesitant to come into that personal one-on-one, I also feature group coaching so you can learn from the strengths of others. Mm-hmm. So it's been a wonderful, joyous ride. The more that I give, I found the more that I get. So I'm learning from so many phenomenal women around the world.
Absolutely. I agree with you. Learning from everywhere.
Right,
you're open.
Right.
You're open for that. And that's a good quality for an entrepreneur, would you say?
Absolutely. You know, I feel like that we're given two ears and one mouth for a reason. So the more that we listen, the more that we absorb, like sponges yes. from our environment, you just can't help but grow and be unstoppable.
Absolutely. So tell me, when did the entrepreneurial bug bite you?
That is a fabulous question. And it's really difficult for me to pinpoint an exact moment. Mm-hmm. I grew up an army brat. Okay. So I was just a wee two-year-old when my father enlisted. And it just became a way of life to just hop around and absorb new environments. But yeah, I would say it was actually in my childhood. Okay. I started working at the age of 14 at a movie theater in a very small town. But it was when I grasped, I love the opportunity to help people feel good about themselves.
Yes.
If I can make you smile, then, you know, our exchange was worth it.
Yes.
And, you know, the brief stint that I had in New York, just being on a subway train or walking down Broadway, you know, all the opportunities you have to have exchanges with strangers that become friends, mm-hmm. you know, it's one of those things where I realize this is what I want to do. Right. If I have a passion to connect and I can make money with that, then this is where I need to be. Now, don't get me wrong. I've done a lot of corporate jobs. In fact, when I was in New York, I worked at the Macy's at Herald Square. Many people know that it's 9 floors of shopping, but mm-hmm. they don't realize there's 9 floors of offices above that. So, yep, I was up on floor 18. Day in, day out, my mm-hmm. hubby would have to come into the city on the train to get me home safe at night, at midnight sometimes,
right.
Working as, you know, purchaser buying office. But it's one of those things where just recently, I'd say a couple weeks ago, I took a big leap and decided to really just focus on my coaching business
right.
so I could pour more of myself into helping people grow.
Wonderful. And that's a good thing. That's a really good thing. So I wanted to ask you, you know that the entrepreneurial journey is tough at times.
Yes,
what do you do to encourage or to be motivated within yourself? What do you do?
One thing that I tend to dwell on is the fact that we all go back to the basic science, that law of the energy of conservation. Mm-hmm. The energy is neither created nor destroyed.
Right.
So in those slumps, when I feel like I'm in a valley, or I feel like I'm on the roller coaster ride and I'm taking a dip. Mm-hmm. I try to do a little bit of self-talk. I think it's important to disconnect. Right. A lot of times we're so enamored with our devices.
Right.
And so there's a question of, I just face myself and ask, when's the last time I stepped away from the laptop, stepped away from the phone, and really turned inside and started breathing and focusing? And it's kind of like what you see happen in the corner mm-hmm. of a boxing match. You
okay.
know, you have that mentor, that ref, that coach,
right.
that's whispering into the ear. You've got this opponent in front of you, and you can do anything. You will win. And you see this change come over the boxer, right?
Right.
So sometimes we have to be our own
oh, yeah.
coach. And so you dig deep, and you get rid of all the dirt, and mm-hmm. you realize that right inside, that intrinsic power, you have to turn the switch on. So for me, a lot of times it's disconnecting mm-hmm. and then just being mindful. I feel like a lot of times we live with white noise.
Yes.
And there's a bunch of static. And then we can't really identify what's causing the slump. But if you avoid it, then mm-hmm. it's just going to take longer to come out of it.
Absolutely.
So I have to admit that being on this journey to help others started with helping me.
Okay.
And you know, it unopens and unlatches a lot of file cabinets.
Oh, yes. Yes, it does.
And experiences. And I'm like, wow, it's a lot of work, but it's so worth it when you stretch outside your comfort zone, cross to the other side, and stand in your power.
That is great. That is really great. Well, you just segued into something I wanted to ask you. Really, it was really important. Do you follow a certain morning routine? And could you encourage our listeners, if you do, you know, could you give us a couple of, your morning routines that you do that kind of get you started for the day and keep you focused?
Absolutely. And again, another beautiful question. So I vary. I don't have a consistent one because I think like the seasons change, we have to connect to what we're feeling.
Right.
So there's times that I wake up where I'm just powerful. I feel at peak. And I make sure so I don't drain or lose that. Mm-hmm. I flow that into a combination of journaling, physical activity. I also think that it's the quiet in the morning that sets you up for success. Mm-hmm. And the irony of this is I'm just capitalizing on these things during the pandemic. I was really a night owl before, uh-huh. so you'd never see me up in the wee morning hours. Mm-hmm. But now that I've embraced, I'm home more, I have the ability to, you know, be more in touch with my biorhythms. So it's a matter of making sure that first and foremost, I pray and express that gratitude for another day. And I remind myself that I need to live it in such a way that it's not wasted. So I look for opportunities proactively to connect. And if that means making a phone call, sending a card, just making sure, again, that there's positive energy that I'm able to imbue out there and put a smile on someone's face, mm-hmm. that I know it was worth waking up in the first place.
Absolutely. That's great. What are your thoughts on life purpose involved in business?
You know, one question that I tend to ask a lot of people that I think that's closely related to is, do you think that your calling finds you or you make your calling? Mm-hmm. So when it comes to that's purpose, good. You know, I agree that we have to stand in our power. If you are lost as to what your purpose is, mm-hmm. it's really going to place a limit, I'd say a glass ceiling, right. on what you can accomplish. So that self-talk that I referenced where you have to dig deep and ask yourself, who am I? What do I stand for? And then you want to try to bridge the gap to who do I want to be? Because from our childhood, it's almost like it's this message that's drilled into us. Society says, this is who you are. And so you try to live up to an image that mm-hmm. isn't really you. So I would challenge that so many of us don't even know right. who we are. And when you get that strong sense of identity and you are proud of where you've been and where you're going, that's when those barriers fall off. And I stand by, you can literally accomplish anything mm-hmm. as long as you believe it first. So as entrepreneurs, there are going to be those days where we just feel drained and empty. That's part of being human. But right. we have to establish those routines and those rituals to know how to renew right. and how to step back into our power instead of drifting off.
And we do want to drift off sometimes. We want to
there's nothing wrong with a reset.
There's nothing wrong with it. No. Nothing wrong with that at all.
Right.
So what can you suggest to other women entrepreneurs to do when they become confused or overwhelmed?
Fall is all about cozy comforts, but when you're prioritizing your health, it's easy to feel like you're missing out. With Hero Bread, you can enjoy all your fall favorites because they're made with Hero Bread sliced bread loaves, tortillas, bagels, dinner rolls, and more. Try their all-new Hero Noodles with 12 grams of protein and just 80 calories. You won't believe Hero Bread's options have 0 to 5 grams net carbs and are high fiber from the taste and texture. They've even got small batch drops of indulgent favorites like the popular Hero Croissant. And right now, Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use code FALL25 at checkout. That's FALL25 at HERO.co. All figures are per serving of Hero Bread. Contains 2 to 18 grams of fat per serving. See the product nutrition panels on hero.co for more information.
I strongly recommend for those that have that privilege, if you have someone in your corner, mm-hmm. because obviously you want to start with tapping in. But when your reserves are low and you need a refuel, that's what connection's all about. So whether that's a coach, a friend, a relative, someone that you know is a cheerleader that's going to rally you on. And, you know, don't limit yourself to thinking they have to be your age or your gender or your race. Sometimes your strongest motivators are going to be the people that you least expect.
Right.
And I really have to give a shout out to my husband. You know, that one flesh component.
Yes.
He's able to see me at my greatest when mm-hmm. I'm feeling at my lowest.
Yeah.
And when you have that element of someone that can just cheer you on and let you know you've got this and just reinforce that before the race even starts, you've won it. Mm-hmm. Those are the elements you want to surround yourself with, because there's a lot to that cliche, birds of a feather. So if you have negative Nancys and naysayers that are just piling all that on you,
right,
you have to give strong consideration to finding the people that are going to lift you up, because collectively that power, that strength is a lot more than you on your own.
Oh, that's wonderful. You on your own, much more powerful than you on your own. That's great. So I know that you have something big on the horizon. Can you tell us about what you're doing, what the event is that you're doing?
Absolutely, absolutely. So always in that state of flux and growth, I'm working on a couple of books. There's going to be a power series, because I think sometimes as women and as entrepreneurs, we feel we have to just go with the flow and whatever mm-hmm. the trends are. But the first feature is going to be the power of no.
Oh, nice.
And how sometimes you have to just say no.
Mm-hmm.
And what that can do for you and building yourself up and your tribe. And then I would hope that everyone can make time in their oh so busy schedules. I'm going to do a Power Up webinar that's going to be 3 weeks from today. So September 8th of this year, 6 p.m. Eastern time. And I'm going to ask all attendees to be prepared for a life-changing experience. The intent of it is to focus on us instead of our devices.
Mm-hmm.
So while it's a virtual event, I want to help everyone to realize that they have the ability to tap into that intrinsic power I spoke about earlier. It's never about, I'm tired because I don't have enough energy. The energy is there, but it's finding a way to transform that into something that you can use to accomplish your goals. So I want to help all those that attend to get past their fear, to get past the overwhelm. And, you know, it's key that you go through this growth process without the battle wounds. You don't want to have those scars and the wishing I should have, would have, could have. It's like, why not take life by the horns and live it to the fullest starting now?
Right. And where can they find this information? I know that we're going to post it with this on the media, on social media. But where can they, you know, kind of sign up? Can you give us a website?
Absolutely. So the main website for our project is newyoual.com, but it's also going to be featured on all our social media platforms. So whether you're on Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, or Twitter, that's going to be New You Wow is the social handle. So NEWYOUWOW. New You Wow. And within a week, we'll have the Zoom link up and all the details so that everyone can come through and be prepared for a huge life-changing experience.
That's wonderful. Thank you so much. I know that they're going to want to come, because it sounds like it's going to be amazing, because I do talk about no all the time. And when I learned how to say no, when I learned the word no meant with a period, I say that all the time. You say no with a period, not with a comma, not with an explanation, but no.
Nice.
And you put a period on it. So that's very important to gain our confidence and our power back. And I'm glad that you're doing it, Yvonne. I really am.
Oh, thank you.
Now, I want to get to the crux of like what we come here, because I know a lot of entrepreneurs, women entrepreneurs, you know, they struggle on a daily basis. And, you know, we talk about women power, women supporting women, but we seldom talk about our challenges, you know. And I want to know, what was one of your biggest challenges during this journey?
Very nice question. One of those, I would say, because I chose to pursue this in the midst of a pandemic,
mm-hmm.
was coming to terms with the fact that not just me, but everyone I encounter is going through a significant life change. And the tough part of that is some people haven't acknowledged it yet.
Right.
And it manifests in so many different ways. So I had to learn to adjust my communication style. As you pointed out at the outset, just try to listen a little more than I talked.
Mm-hmm.
And then basically weave a network of learnings from all these different backgrounds. Some of my friends live abroad, you know, in different mm-hmm. countries. So obviously they're affected a little bit differently than we are here in America. But just making sure that I take the most from those who I can cross paths with. So the biggest challenge was, as you asked at the outset as well, building your energy reserve, making
yes.
sure that when you wake up, you know you can make it through the day and make a difference. Because if you wake up feeling drained and you carry that cloud over you, it definitely affects the results. And one day can turn into 1 week, can turn into a month. So given that time is a resource that we just cannot afford to waste, I think it was me honing in on a schedule and a process to stay in power.
Nice. Very good. That's very good to know. I mean, that is excellent to know. Now, with all that you did encounter, your biggest one, that was one of your biggest challenges, right? How could you say to, you know, or how did you solve problems? Was it something that, you know, you looked at it alone, or how did you kind of solve that problem?
It was a lot of trial and error. Because
say that again. I love it. Trial and error. Say it again.
Trial and error. You know, I think that we put so much pressure on ourselves to get it right the first time.
Right.
And, you know, huge earth-shattering announcement. We don't. it's impossible.
It is.
So don't beat yourself up. You know, I feel that a lot of my motivation comes from looking at some of the greats. You know, we've got Oprah Winfrey out there. Mm-hmm. We've got Les Brown.
Yes.
You've got Tony Robbins, King yes. June. I mean, there's so many to draw from. But then there's that matter of making it your voice.
Right.
And I am convinced that everyone has a story.
And they do.
So what is your story, you mm-hmm. know? And then what do you do to put pen to paper and really start sharing that story?
Right.
You know, just making sure that people are aware. When you don't share it, mm-hmm. you're actually taking power from others.
Right.
When you're brave enough to let others know what you've been through and how far you've come, you don't know what little girl is hiding in her room thinking she can't.
Right.
Or what mother is crying thinking she's not enough. Mm-hmm. And when she can hear that you've been there and you got past it, that lift is worth everything.
It is. It is. And it's often so, so very many of us, we don't want to seek help. And I hear that in you, that you're getting motivation from other people. And that, as you said before, it could be another coach, it could be a mentor, you know, family, friend, whomever. We forget that sometimes we need support. We want to carry everything ourselves. Have you in your journey used a mentor or hired a coach to get you where you are?
Oh, absolutely. And the thing is, you know, going back to when you inquired about when I was bitten by that entrepreneur bug, one thing that I think, you know, how sometimes you don't connect the dots until later in life.
Mm-hmm.
so the way that we realize, wow, our parents were brilliant.
Yeah.
But you don't get it until you're an adult or a parent yourself.
Yeah. You thought they were pains in the butt, you know.
Part of the experience that I had as a child, and again, mm-hmm. with my dad having enlisted, was living overseas in Germany.
Okay.
And some of the friends that I met that were, you know, easily 4 and 5 times my age were Holocaust survivors.
Mm-hmm.
And so to think back on the conversations we had and the experiences we had, and realizing that if someone who's stripped of their identity and their freedom can later come out of that alive and well, prospering and smiling, those were my first sets of mentors.
Okay.
And then of late, I've made it a habit to social media. Mm-hmm. There's so many resources with the internet.
Right.
You have to vet out the ones that are quality,
mm-hmm.
but don't miss an opportunity to connect with people who've been there,
right.
done that, and came out on top. So yes, I definitely advocate if you can connect with someone, and when you do hire and pay, realize that that's investing in yourself.
Yes, it's so worth it. The coach, us coaches being coached by someone else is very important. I mean,
yeah.
especially if we're struggling in an area. And I know I was struggling because I really wanted to, you know, as I told you before, I wanted to quit work, you know, the 9 to 5. And I wanted to do this like full time, and I wanted to make it worth it so I can travel wherever I want to and be able to serve my clients. I want to know from you, like, what do you do in your biggest challenges, right? In your biggest challenges, what do you do to kind of like pinpoint where you're going to find a client? Where would you locate your client?
So one thing I do is make sure that every connection is an opportunity. Because I've been finessing the ability to not just be a storyteller, mm-hmm. but really listen when someone speaks, most times people are going to tell you when they need that assistance. So right. it's really about us turning up that meter of looking for the hand raising.
Gotcha.
Who in your circle is someone that really could use your support? And of course, in the outset, it's about building that social proof and making sure you're connecting and getting visibility. You know, I always say to people, you don't see a winning sports team win the playoffs without an amazing coach.
Yes.
Exactly. So the assumption is, how are we going to make it through life? How are you going to be at the top of your game if you don't have that valuable coach?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I think because of the pandemic, many are opening their views a little bit more right. and embracing the fact that help is vital, and the experienced help is an asset when it can help you get 3, 4, 5 levels beyond where you are
yeah.
and make the process easier and less painful.
Wonderful.
So yeah, I certainly recommend anyone who's listening to embrace the idea of wherever you are right now, where could you be in 6 months? Where could you be in 3 years if you maximized your potential with the help of someone who had that experience?
Right.
And for me, it's about, you know, going through the reality of there will be tough days.
Right.
Heck, there's going to be, you know, tough weeks. But when you don't give up, perseverance inevitably leads to triumph.
Yes, that's very true. I know as an entrepreneur myself, when I was starting my first business, I lost everyone, including my bird. I had a bird, and my bird flew away. Okay, but I didn't have balance. I did not have balance, and we talked about mistakes, right? So we made a mistake, and we didn't, you know, we have to get back on the bike, as it were. How do you balance your entrepreneurial life with friends and family?
One thing I try to do is make sure that I'm standing firm in my identity, mm-hmm. but with the knowledge that there are some that won't quite comprehend what I'm doing.
Right.
And it's not on me to convince them
okay.
before they're ready.
Okay.
I always think of my energy as a pie.
Right.
So whether that's for the day, for the week, for the month, I can't expend much needed energy on something that's not efficient. If that happens with our devices
yes.
or with our energy bill, we're calling up the company like, what's going on, right?
Mm-hmm.
So in our lives, I challenge, take assessment of where you're wasting energy.
Right.
So whether that's negative self-talk or if there's someone in your circle that's feeding that to you, make sure that you, while respecting their opinion, reinforce that this is who you are for now. And it's also good to realize that as women, especially, we wear a lot of hats.
Yes.
So if you're in the presence of family that doesn't quite get it yet, you don't have to be the, you know, power hungry CEO.
Right.
Every exchange that you have with them,
yes.
they're going to know you in a different nurturing role.
Mm-hmm.
And then because many people are show me mentally,
right.
once they see your success, you won't have to say anything. It's
right.
going to speak for itself.
Right.
So it's tough in the beginning because there are going to be some that basically project their self-fear and doubt onto you.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to give them that power.
Gotcha. Excellent. I know that I did that in the beginning when I first started my business, and I was I opened 2 real estate offices, and in, you know, in real estate, well, back then, 20 years ago, it was majorly men, so uh-huh. it was a lot of work. In that area to kind of create a business. And male oriented, you know, throughout. But I did it. I really did it. But in the mistake that I made, or the error, was not having the balance. Now, it can't stop me from having the balance.
Nice.
You know, I want to, you know, everything goes off at a certain time, you know, and then on the weekends, I am like totally dedicated to doing something for me and or family. So I'm learning to do all of that, to be creative and enjoy all that balance. So it's important to have those things. And I have one final question, ladies and gentlemen, and this is going to be something that we don't ever talk about.
Oh.
How much do you feel that is involved with money matters? I know that people say to me, money doesn't matter. You know, I want to do this and help people and have like these goals set, and they want to help this person or help this group, and they want to do this and do that. But when it comes down to the money matters, how much do you want to make with that? How does it matter? Does money matter? And is it important?
What was that second part? Does it matter in what?
And is it important when you're on the goal of entrepreneurial?
I'm going to answer that with a big fat yes.
yes. And I'm going to second that.
Here's the thing. I want to delineate between money and its importance and the love of money.
There you go.
Because the scriptures do point out that when you are obsessed with money, and that's whether you are living in a mansion or living in a shack.
That's right.
It will be the end of you.
Yes.
But when you have a balanced view of what it does,
mm-hmm.
So the fact that we all have bills to pay, and I feel like a lot of people, especially in the coaching arena, they struggle with their prices in the
right,
beginning.
Right.
But you never want to embrace the corporate mindset of exchanging time for dollars.
Right.
Because can you really put a price tag on time? The way that you want to value your service and what you're offering is, what is the change and the transformation that you're
right.
bringing in someone's life? So what would it be worth to that client
mm-hmm.
to know that they can fill in the blank, you know, lose the 50 pounds, start a new business, quit their corporate job, solidify a relationship that looked like it was off track? Whatever the worth of reaching that goal is,
mm-hmm.
it empowers you to really adjust your pricing. And if you're not in a position to pay your bills and not be stressed about where the next meal is coming from,
right.
that's going to detract from your ability to show up powerfully and help your client. It's not right. fair to them to be stressing over how are you paying your bills.
Right.
So, yeah, I just want to be really clear on.
Yes.
You don't want to be a money hungry, oh, I do it all for money. But you have to be realistic, and you can't do it for free. And I just want to say, too, kudos to you for what you did 20 years ago and stepping out and doing something in a male-dominated arena.
Right.
Your success speaks volumes, because not only did you do it,
mm-hmm.
but you stood your ground. It's not easy to be
it wasn't.
The elephant in the room.
No.
I mean, a woman at that time to succeed in that arena, that's magnificent. So, you
mm-hmm.
know, be very proud of that. That's a huge accomplishment.
I am. I'm very proud of it. It took me a long time to be proud of it, as
yeah.
you know, but it took time. And then when I realized, like, I did that, you know, and it's always, I love to celebrate things like that. It's like, oh, I did that. So a celebration, you know, it's like a celebration. Let's celebrate this.
Absolutely.
You know?
And that's another thing I always say, the small wins, the big wins, a win is a win.
Yeah, it is.
So, you know, and I, even more so the fact that now you're striking a balance,
mm-hmm.
that is beautiful, because some people don't reach that, and you really can't put a price tag on it.
No,
so.
You can't.
Nice.
Miss Yvonne Noble, this has been fantastic.
Absolutely. And I truly enjoyed our time together.
Yes. And I know that the audience is going to get a lot out of this. I know that they're going to love you. And we're going to be looking forward to hearing you. And I'm going to be looking forward to coming to speak on your show. So I'm excited about that.
Yes. Got to have you on the Going Places podcast.
You hear this? Going Places.
And all the ins and outs of being a powerful entrepreneur. Yes, please.
Yes, please. Thank you so much for being here today. Thank you, audience, for being here today. This is Edna White, your host of Keeping It Real on Purpose. And I want you to like, subscribe, and share this podcast. Thank you, and bye for now.
Bye.
I'm Martha Stewart, and I believe the best gifts are not only beautiful, but useful every single day. And Lennox has brought timeless beauty and lasting quality to our tables for generations. And their Lennox Spice Village is the perfect holiday gift for someone you love or for yourself. Spice Village transforms everyday spices into inspired memories filled with warmth and joy all year long. Give a gift that lasts beyond the holidays. Discover the collection at lennox.com/spicevillage.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.